This happened at one of Taiwan's busiest transport hubs. What do we know so far about the suspect's movements before the attack?
What authorities have told us so far is that the suspect moved between several locations before the attack, starting at Taipei Main Station before heading towards the Zhongshan area, where multiple people were injured. Now, police say that the 27-year-old suspect is a man who has criminal record. Investigators have confirmed that there were outstanding warrants for his arrest. He was initially discharged from the military after he was arrested for drunk driving, and he was found to be setting places on fire before he carried out the final attack. Now, after the incident, police tracked him to a nearby building. Authorities say he jumped from the rooftop in an apparent attempt to evade arrest and was dead. Now, police have also carried out searches at his residence overnight, seizing 45 patrol bombs. Investigators say they are now working to piece together his background, his recent movements, and any possible associations to determine his motive and whether there were any other connected factors involved. Now, officials stress that at this stage, this appears to be a lone actor incident, but the investigation is still ongoing as we speak.
And Victoria, just looking at pictures there, I can see authorities are out in full force, and we know that today security is being ramped up. So what immediate changes are you noticing at the station in terms of checks and CCTV monitoring?
Well, this morning, there has been visibly stronger police presence at Taipei Main Station and nearby MRT stations. Officers are stationed at entrances and concourses, and we are seeing more patrols moving through platforms and public areas. Now, transport authorities say CCTV monitoring has been stepped up, and with staff paying closer attention to crowd movement and unattended items. While there are no blanket bag checks at this stage, police say they are conducting more targeted spot checks, especially during peak hours. Authorities have been quick to reassure the public. They say Taiwan's transport system remains safe and that yesterday's response shows emergency services are well prepared. Police, firefighters, and paramedics arrived within minutes, and hospitals were immediately placed on alert. Now, President Lai has also weighed in, promising a swift and thorough investigation. He says the government will strengthen security measures where needed and ensure public safety remains a top priority, especially at major transport hubs used by hundreds of thousands of commuters every day.
And Victoria, looking at statistics, we can see that Taiwan is known for very low rates of violent crime. And we know that the last such major incident was more than a decade ago. That was in 2014. Can you talk us through what happened then?
2014 case deeply remains in Taiwan's public's memory. A man carried out a stabbing attack on Taipei MRT train, killing four people and injuring many others. It was the first mass killing on Taiwan's subway system and shocked a society that prides itself on public safety. The attacker was arrested at the scene and later convicted and executed 2 years after the attack. Now, the case triggered widespread debate about mental health, public safety, and the death penalty, and led to tighter security measures across the MRT system at the time. That's why incidents like yesterday's are so jarring here. Violent attacks of this nature are extremely rare, and each one prompts deep public reflection. Now, police say they will hold a press briefing at 10 a.m. today, where we're expecting to get more clarification on this case, including the suspect's motive, his background, and whether any security gaps were exploited.